But the thing that keeps me strong day by day, as I continue my fabulous journey in the Lord, is spending time in the Word every day. I spend time in prayer every day. I spend time in the Word every day. What am I doing? I'm staying connected.
There are those who've lived a full life impacting the world for Jesus. It's been a journey of faith, a life worth living. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory for an inspiring message on living long and finishing strong.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects, living long and living strong. Hallelujah. So we're going to go over some of the same scriptures again today, but we're going to just keep adding scriptures. The thing for you to do as you read your Bible, if you're interested in living long and living strong, just jot down the scriptures as you go that reinforces the fact that God wants you to live long and live strong. Hallelujah. We don't want to live long and live weak. We want to live long and be strong in it. And that is the promise of God. Now let's look again at Psalm 91, and I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. The key to a long life, really, if you just had to pull it down, of course, you get born again, you get filled with the Spirit, and all the time that after you come into the kingdom of God, you stay connected with God in His Word. His Word is life. His Word is health. His Word. And you know, we are people that have it written down. That's not always been true of God's people. They didn't have it written down in Moses' day. He had 10 commandments written down by the finger of God, but they didn't have what we have. Which also goes to tell us that there's more expected of us. We have to take advantage of what we have and live in the Word of God, feed ourselves in the Word of God. Now, I've been walking with the Lord a long time, and the thing that keeps me going, the thing, I got born again, I got filled with the Spirit, I spent time in the Word, but the thing that keeps me strong day by day as I continue my fabulous journey in the Lord is spending time in the Word every day. I spend time in prayer every day. I spend time in the Word every day. What am I doing? I'm staying connected. Because life's tough down here. Without God, there's problems. There's the devil who's come to kill and steal and destroy. But with God, with life, you overcome all the obstacles and all the situations. With the wisdom of God, you can avoid problems and things. But when problems do come, we have scriptures. There will be a scripture in this Bible, or multitudes of scriptures, really, multiple scriptures, I should say, concerning the situation that's trying to come in your life. What is this Word? It is the wisdom of God from heaven. And we are the blessed generation to have it written down for us. And we can have, I don't know, I've probably got 25 translations of the Word, maybe more. I have it. I would guess in my study, I've probably got 50 Bibles in there at least, not to mention the rest of the house or Ken's study. I've got the Word of God. There is no reason for me to walk in defeat. So we're going to continue to study about the Word now, study the Word. Now let's look again at Psalm 91. I'm going to read the first verse. This is the Amplified Bible. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. In other words, we're protected. We stay. We stay in this safe place. We've got a safe zone. Glory to God. And it's under His shadow and in His presence. The verse 2 tells us how we stay there and how it works. We say of the Lord, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith goes by saying. You say what you believe. Even if you're believing the wrong thing, it's coming out your mouth. But when we get our heart and our eyes in our heart, through our eyes, it gets down into our heart and it comes out our mouth, our deliverance, our healing. So we say that. We say the Most High is our dwelling place. We say the Most High is our refuge and our fortress. We say, what we say is what we believe. That's why it's so important to keep the word going in your eyes and your ears so that it gets in your heart, so that it comes out your mouth. Now, verse 15 says, well, look at 14. Because he, this person that's dwelling in the secret place, because he has set his love upon me, this is God speaking, therefore will I deliver him. Now, we get a clue right there. Because Jesus is the Lord of our lives. In other words, we obey Him. We honor Him. What we see in the Word, we do. We set our love upon Him. The Scripture teaches us that loving God is doing what He says. If we love Him, we'll obey Him. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He knows and understands my name. He trusts and relies upon me. So that's faith. We set our love upon Him. We set our affection upon the Lord. We find out what He does. We feed on His word. And then we say it, we obey it, and we say it because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high because He knows and understands my name. He trusts and relies in me. He, this man who dwells in the secret place, or woman, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Glory to God. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. The Scripture doesn't say we won't have trouble, but it says the Lord will be with us, and He'll deliver us. With long life, we're talking about long life in this series. With long life will I satisfy him, who? The one who calls upon him, the one who abides under his shadow. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's God's will for you and me to live a long time, hallelujah, a long, full life. And we can do it if we'll keep the word going in our eyes, in our ears, making faith in our heart, coming out our mouth, faith words instead of unbelief words, healing words instead of sickness words, protection words instead of fear words. It's up to us and what we do. So we dwell in the secret place. Now let me read you this scripture in Isaiah 46:4. Oh, there's so many wonderful things in the Word of God. That's why you need to spend time. We all need to spend time in the Word. Isaiah 46:4 says, and even to your old age, we're talking about long life. This is a long life scripture. Even to your old age, I am He. And even to hoar hairs will I carry, even to white hair will I carry you. I have made you, and I will bear you. I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry you and will deliver you. Now let me read that to you in the New Living Translation. Isaiah 46 says, listen to me, all you who are left in Israel. I created you and I have carried you since before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Is that a great scripture? Until your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Glory to God. All the way through our life. Now, just because we get older doesn't mean we lose any privileges. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about living a long time. It wouldn't be any fun to live a long time if you couldn't live in the blessing a long time. If you didn't have the blessing and protection and the prosperity of God. But when the blessing is working in your life, you're satisfied. Isn't that what the scripture says? Satisfied. That's a scriptural word. You're satisfied. Hallelujah. All your needs are met. You're prosperous. You're blessed. You're spiritually strong. You're connected to God. You're not in the world without a Savior. Hallelujah. And the more we know about the Lord and the more time we spend in the Word, the more we know. And the more we know, the better the blessing works in our lives. Hallelujah. So all the way through. Now the scripture in Ephesians 6:2-3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. That's a good long life scripture. Be obedient, that you live long on the earth and that things are well with you. We don't want to live long under the curse. We want to live long under the blessing. Amen. And that's available to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Years of a life worth living. Proverbs 3. Let me see. I'm going to read that in the Amplified. Years of a life worth living. Hallelujah. You know, life's not really worth living until you get straight with the Lord. If you're trying to make it work without being born again, without letting Jesus be Lord of your life, it's just not going to happen. You'll just have to do the best you can do. Proverbs 3:13. Did I read that already? Happy, this Amplified, happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is the man who finds skillful and godly wisdom, and the man who gets understanding, drawing it forth from God's Word. For the gaining of the understanding of God's Word, the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver, and the profit better than fine gold. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for can be compared to her. Why? Because when you have the word, when you have the wisdom of God, riches come. Riches is a part of the blessing. Health comes. Health is part of the blessing. Abundance in every area of life belongs to us. Why? Because Jesus Himself redeemed us from the curse so that we can be blessed, so that we can live free, so that we could live long on the earth. Listen now to this scripture. Length of days is in her right hand. Whose right hand? Wisdom. Skillful and godly wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can wish for is to be compared to her. Length of days is in her wisdom's right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. So the wisdom of the Word of God will cause you to live a long life that's worth living. Long life. Long life is part of the blessing. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. You know, it's just more fun to live in riches and honor than without riches and honor. We don't have to be without it. The blessing. It's all under the blessing. Glory to God. And that's ours. Hallelujah. And this long life, we wouldn't want to live a long life if we were unhappy and things weren't going well with us. But in Jesus, you can be blessed. You can live long. Things can go well with you. All is well. How come? Because Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law. If you look up in Deuteronomy 28, all the bad things you can think of are under the curse of the law. And everything good is covered under the blessing. Now you and I choose. Do we want Jesus and the blessing? Or do we want to stay with Satan and the curse? Well, we've chosen Jesus and the blessing. And part of that blessing is a long life. Length of days is in her right hand and in her is in her right hand, and in her left hand is riches and honor. Her ways, talking about wisdom, are highways, are ways of pleasantness. God wants your life to be pleasant. Wisdom's paths are highways of righteousness. All her paths are peace. She, wisdom, the way God does things, what He says is right, what's in this script, this book right here, she is a tree of life to those who hold on to her. Wisdom, and wisdom comes from the Word of God. Wisdom is God's Word. Let's just say God's Word is a tree of life, and to those who lay hold on her, not to those who have the Bible on the shelf or, you know, hear it and it goes in one ear and out the other, and not do it, but those who lay hold on what God says, the wisdom of God. It is a tree of life, and happy, fortunate, blessed, to be envied is everyone who holds her wisdom fast. Happy and blessed is everyone who holds wisdom fast. You hold on to it. You find out what God says about it. You get wisdom on the word of, from the Word of God. You hold on to it. It gives you a long life. It gives you a life worth living. The length of days, the scripture says here. Length, long life. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Whose right hand? Whose left hand? The wisdom that comes from God. Length of days, long life. Now, you begin to walk out your life obeying the Word of God, which means that you have to spend time in the Word to see what it says. But you walk out your life looking in the Word, letting it change you, letting it change your mind about things, opening your thinking. What is that called in the Bible? Revelation, giving you revelation of how to live your life, what God says is right and what God says is wrong, what wisdom says is right, what wisdom says is wrong. And you hold on to what God says is right. And the blessing begins to manifest in your life. And long life and days, years of a life worth living becomes ours. Hallelujah. God wants us to live long and to live strong. Verse 18 says of chapter 4, the path of the righteous, the just and righteous, is like the light of day that shines more and more, brighter and clearer, until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as deep darkness. So we can have the glory of God, or we can live in deep darkness, whichever we choose. The way of the wicked is as deep darkness. They do not know at what they stumble. How does that work? How do we get there? Next verse says, my son, this is Proverbs 4:20, and it is a key verse of the Bible. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. In order to live long and live strong, we want to find out what God says in His Word and obey it. That's where long life is. Let them, let the words, attend to the words. Give the Word attention, your attention. If you don't give God's Word your attention, you're not going to know what He says. If you don't know what He says, you're not going to have the wisdom of God. If you don't walk in the wisdom of God, and the blessing of God's not going to be manifest. In the Old Covenant, in the New Covenant, the blessing was dependent on doing what God says in His Word. Now with us, we hear the Word of God. We can get born again. Under the First Covenant, they couldn't get born again, but they could hear Moses. They could hear the prophets. They could obey the prophets, and they'd prosper. You and I get born of God, hallelujah, because Jesus came and paid the price for us. But we still have to attend to the Word, and we still have to, or get to, I should say, follow God and do what He says. And our walking with God, obeying God, spending time in the Word to know what He's saying, and then we do what he says, that's the key to living long and living strong. Let the word, attend to the words, give it your attention, and then do it. Consent, the Amplified says, and submit to God's sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. So there we find out how we walk in the Word. How do we ever come from being disobedient to being obedient, to living like the world lives and maybe the way we've been trained to think and talk and act all of our lives, and then we get born again. We're changed, but we're not through. Let them attend to the Word. Give attention. Consent. Submit. Do what God says is verse 4:20. Let the words of God not depart from your sight. So this is something that we constantly do. We constantly keep our eyes on God's Word. Why? Because it keeps us straight. It keeps our thinking straight. It keeps our words straight. It keeps our life blessed. You cannot live blessed any other way. You say, well, I know so-and-so, and he's blessed. He's got all kind of money. Money is not a blessing if you don't know what to do with it. If you're ungodly, you're going to do ungodly things with it, and doing ungodly things cuts your life short. But if you're godly and you attend to the Word, you do godly things with it, your money. So money's certainly not the answer. You have to have spiritual things right, or money will help you die young. Let the words of God not depart from your sight. Keep them, the words, in the center of your heart. Glory to God. How do you do that? Through the eyes and the ears. For they, the words of God, are life to those that find them and healing and health to all their flesh. So if you're going to live in supernatural longevity, if you're going to live in God-induced longevity, you're going to have to keep your eyes and your ears open to the Word of God. And you're going to have to center in on that Word. Not just to say, I've read my chapter today, but to find out what to do today, to find out how to live today. And the more proficient you are on obeying the Word of God, the more the blessing is in your life. The healthier you'll be, the stronger the blessing, the more prosperous you'll be. That's just the way it's set up. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard. For out of your heart flow the springs of life. So your heart is everything. What happens when the Word goes in your eyes, in your ears? Where does it go? It goes down in your heart. And then what happens? It comes out your mouth and it brings deliverance to your life. Put away from you a froward mouth. This Amplified says any dishonest speech, or it says dishonest speech and false speech, and willful and contrary talk put far from you. Verse 26, consider well the path of your feet and let your ways be established in order to right. Turn not from it from the Word, not aside to the right hand or to the left, and remove your foot from evil. Glory to God. We center in on that Word. We put it in our eyes and our ears. We let it come out our mouth. It directs our lives. We're blessed. I'll be right back.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
With all the talk about health care, wouldn't it be great to know the one plan that works regardless of age? One that has a promise of radiant health throughout your whole life? God offers a divine health plan for every believer.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
Live long, finish strong gets you excited about what the future holds and about the plan that God has for your life.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong, and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland is now available wherever fine books are sold, in retail
this
stores
week,
and online.
This week, my new book is being released. It's in the bookstores, and you're going to like it. It's Live Long and Finish Strong. Hallelujah. It's the Word of God on God's will for you and me to live long, to have strength and vitality all the days of our lives. We can't do it apart from Him, but who wants to be here apart from Him? Glory to God. So it's available in bookstores everywhere. Get it. Get one for your family, your friends. This, you're going to like it. You're going to like it, and it's going to stir your faith to live long and live strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we've got some great meetings coming up. Homecoming 2010, known as the Southwest Believers Conventions, August the 2nd through the 7th in Fort Worth, Texas. Don't miss it. It's going to be big this year. This is our 30th year for the convention. Think of that. Jerry Savelle will be speaking. Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Ken and I will be ministering. Bring your friends, your people, come fill up on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to pray for you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person. I'm asking you, Lord, for your healing anointing right now to flow into them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Receive your healing. Be healed. Take hold of it. It's God's will for you to be well. The Bible's full of that. Be made whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay with me on this study of longevity. It's a great study. The older you are, the better you're going to like it. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. God will keep us strong all the days of our lives. The scripture says He renews our strength. Thank you, Jesus. For how long? For as long as we need it. Bless the Lord. But we have to cooperate with Him. We have to flow with Him and get in His way and speak His words and act on what He says. That's the only way life's worth living. This is Gloria Copeland. I'm reminding you again that Jesus is Lord and God wants you well. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in Jesus' name. Take hold of it. Feed on the Word of God. Put it in your eyes and in your ears, and let it be made health to your body. I'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Gloria Copeland will be signing her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong, in bookstores on May 13th and 14th. Come and see her in Chicago, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, and Atlanta, Georgia. For information and details on times and bookstore locations, go to kcm.org. Live Long, Finish Strong by Gloria Copeland releases on May 10th and will be available wherever books are sold.